Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Yes, it is. As we come down out of the low orbit and we see the scenic surface of the planet, that is Planet Rick. And while you're here, you don't have to wear a mask. And joining me now is the cruise director there, and that would be Rick Ector. How you doing, sir?
Man, you know what? You stole my thunder, man. I am doing very well, exceedingly well. You know, certain sectors of our population are being freed up, you know, albeit a slow, measured approach. But, you know, I was against this whole stay at home, stay under house arrest, you know, issue all along, you know. And when I say that, you know, I just want to caution the listeners that I'm not being smug or I'm being unsympathetic or that I don't care about the people who unfortunately died due to the coronavirus. You know, the thing is that if you empower the people with information, you know, good factual information, they are quite capable of making their own decisions for themselves as to whether they should turn their homes into a prison or whether they could take some element of risk and go out into the general public. But yeah, man, glad to be freed up. As a matter of fact, man, I did a class last Sunday, just a few days ago, man. And I'm still in the hole, you know, for being, you know, idle for like 3 months or so. And I have another class scheduled for this Saturday. And if it wasn't for the 4th of July, I would do one next Saturday, man. But I got to get caught up, man. But how's life in your area of the country, man?
We're getting ready to
Why are you laughing, man? What's the joke? I mean,
the joke is that in my area, South Carolina, there for about 3 or 4 days, we were the most unlocked of the first states that got unlocked, and then we had a few protests and a few a few of these and a few of those's, and then we became a coronavirus hotspot. But you make a very good point. You know, heretofore, people that were getting the flu were not going, you know what, I don't care that I feel like warmed over death. I'm going to work anyway, and I'm going to infect everybody around me.
Right.
That's never happened before. When people are sick, they stay home. If they have pneumonia, if they have bronchitis, whatever it is, when people are sick, they stay home. And unless, even when they're sick with something that's like food poisoning. If they get food poisoning, they're not contagious, but they stay home nonetheless. Until they get past that.
That's perfect.
Yeah, and, you make a very good point. I got tired of not being treated like an adult there after a while.
And well, still, you know, the thing is, man, we have rights, man. And just because that there's some potential danger for a certain segment of the population, you just don't trash the Constitution and make everyone, you know, I hate to use the term flippantly, but I felt like a slave, man. You know, where I had absolutely no rights and the government is just trying to dictate, you know, where I can go and what I can do. And better yet, they try to hide what they're doing by just shutting everything down, knowing that if you have nowhere to go, you're going to stay at home. I mean, you know, I know over the last couple of months, I've been sounding like a broken record, man, but I have really have had a tough time conceptually, legally, and functionally with this whole stay-at-home order, man. It is the most un-American thing I have ever seen, man.
It is.
And I wasn't even going to get on that soapbox today, man.
Well, here's the thing. If we ever accept certain things that are going to be so much more convenient for us, the next time this happens, we won't even be able to go where we went while we were locked down.
You know, the thing that most disturbs me is just how initially compliant we were with, you know, with these unreasonable orders. But, I mean, at first they started out, you know, benevolent because the whole thing was, and it was stated explicitly, look, we're going to overwhelm the hospital, so just to save lives, because there's nothing we can do to save people. Cause
we got
to
flatten the curve. Got to flatten this curve, yeah.
So we got to slow down the rate of deaths so that at least the hospitals can keep up. And then after that, well, then it became Big Brother and Mommy Knows Best, man. And, you know, I just want to get this behind me, but, you know, I don't want the lesson to be lost, man, and for people to be so compliant and so willing to just turn over their lives to the government. I want people to assume responsibility for their lives. Here's the thing. If you can give me data and facts and tell me that it's logical, it makes sense for me to stay at home, you don't need the full force of the government to make me stay at home, right? It's the logical thing to do. If you can't make your case, then yeah, I guess you have to do, you know, heavy-handed things. But I wasn't really trying to get into that today because I know some people might think I'm like, duh, man. But, you know, the thing I wanted to talk about, man, was this meme, you know, that's been floating around. It's this guy with one of the surgical masks over his face, and he's talking to this other guy who's not wearing a mask at all. He's saying, you know, the guy with the mask, he's saying, you should wear a mask even if you don't need to. You know,
right. That's what I put that on my Facebook page, yeah.
And the other guy, he doesn't have a mask on. He says, you mean like carrying a gun? And I'm like, oh, man, that just so hit the center of what we all talk about in the gun rights community, man. It just pretty much nailed it. You know, you don't need a gun. Well, you know what? Well, I don't need a mask, right? So why are you making me wear? Why do you have a problem with me not having a mask? Why do you have a problem with me having a gun? You know, it nailed it, man. Whoever created this cartoon and this meme is a genius.
I would like to meet some of these meme creators because I see a bunch of them and I use a bunch of them. I don't know from which factory they come from, but it is genius, isn't it? It's just pure genius the way they put them together.
There's a meme creation factory somewhere, right? It's all these witty, intelligent, repressed geniuses whose only outlet is to express themselves in comic form, right? And create all of these witty, insightful, and very poignant commentaries on our life as it exists at that time. You know, so yeah, I get it, man. And I'll give it up to the meme creators, man. Maybe in another life, maybe I can be a meme creator.
I don't know though. I don't know if I'd want to be one because I don't know how much money's in it. Because every time I see a good one, I just take it. Before we go to break,
what I came to talk about.
Yes, sir. Tell everybody how they find you first.
You can find me all over cyberspace. My biggest place to find me is going to be on YouTube, over 2,220-something videos where I talk about gun rights, training women for free, and about freedom and all those things that make us uniquely American until they strip them away and we don't fight and fuss over it.
Hang on for me, Rick. We'll be right back. We are on Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and this is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Rick Ector from Planet Rick, and we were just sort of musing out loud as we do. We do that to get warmed up. So what would you like to talk about, sir?
Man, a topic that's getting a lot of attention, you know, at least in my industry, man, because as we mentioned in the first segment, that there are a lot of people out there who are in the market to buy a gun. And if you're in an area of the country in which, you know, things are starting to loosen up, then you may find that you might be one of those people who are buying a gun if you haven't bought one already. From what I understand, the buying frenzy is really still ongoing. I'm really curious as to what the end of year totals are going to be and where they rack up or where they rank relative to previous years, man. But I'm predicting an all-time record this time, man. I'm predicting an all-time record. But
it could very well be. You know, part of the problem is that a lot of places like New York, which still has gun manufacturing for the most part, still sort of locked down, isn't it?
Yeah, you know.
California, but, Illinois.
You know, all those things have certain things in common, don't they? They all have these well-deserved bad and poor reputations for observing and respecting the rights of the people, especially as it relates to firearms. But, you know, with all this buying that's going on, man, and, you know, a question that's usually asked of me and that I usually cover in my, you know, CPL, concealed pistol license, concealed carry class here in Michigan, man, is that a lot of people, you know, we talk about in general handgun buying selection, you know, criteria, but I want to go a little deeper into that subject. I have a methodology. I have a system. I call it Legally Armed in Detroit Handgun Verification Process, man. This is how you get and qualify the gun for you. You know, it's a thing that I do on a consultation basis when people call me up and they say, Rick, I want to buy a gun, but I have absolutely no idea what gun to buy. And there are a lot of trainers and, you know, people out there who have their own biases towards their favorite gun or favorite type of gun. And invariably, what they will tell people to do is to get, like, the most popular gun or maybe the gun that they have. And I have a contrary opinion. I don't just say just give a blanket advice and say, hey, go get a Glock, or hey, go get a Smith & Wesson, or hey, go get a Kimber. You know, I actually run the students through a process to actually help them make that selection through this process. And if anybody tries to, you know, formulate this process and make a buck off of it and sell it, well, I already got a timestamp where I talked about my process on your show on this date and time. So
right.
I hope, you know, my rights will hold up. But in general, man, how did you make your first handgun buying decision? That very first gun that you were buying for personal protection, like a handgun, how did you pick your gun? How did you, Bill Frady, pick your first defensive handgun?
Well, I think I was 22.
And how did you know which gun to buy?
Well, I had done my uncle had let me do a lot of silhouette shooting with one of his 357 Magnum pistols.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I finally got of age and I could afford to, I bought a 357 Magnum pistol. Now, at the time, I shot a 357 Magnum a lot. There was no provision for any sort of concealed carry when I got that, because that was 1980, 22 years old. So that was 1983. And so having said that, you know, I didn't have to worry too much about getting things to carry it, but I figured at the time, and this was before the semi-automatic craze. The semi-automatic craze was coming like 3 or 4 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I joined the military, the very next thing I did get when I joined the military was I joined the military in the middle of the when they were switching from the 1911 to the Beretta.
Right.
And there were no Berettas to be found, but there were Taurus PT-99s, which looked just like the Beretta.
Okay, and that cinched it.
And that cinched it. Since then, most of my guns have been Wonder 9s of some sort, or, you know, a higher capacity, you know, 45 ACP 1911.
You know what? I am going to make a confession on your show, man.
Sure.
I am going to confess to people how I came to buy my first defensive handgun, man. I got 2.5 minutes to do it. Great, I can do it in 2.5 minutes. I had already had a 12-gauge shotgun at the house, man, you know, just in case someone was going to kick in the door and come in. And I was totally clueless about handguns, man. I never shot a handgun before. So my sister's husband, you know, my brother-in-law, he had bought a handgun, and he let me hold his gun and, you know, assess it or whatever. And I didn't have any information, man, so I just bought the gun that he bought, that he had, which was a Smith & Wesson 9mm, the Sigma series. And that was how I bought my first handgun. And I wish I had a process or a system to follow to make me make a better, you know, selection for me. But I'm not downing the gun, and I'm not going to, you know, badmouth it or whatever. You know, it's good for what it is, a relatively inexpensive gun that works and, you know, got a heavy trigger pull. But, you know, I didn't know any better. But right. Had I known more, I would have made a more knowledgeable purchase and would have been more happy with my first gun.
Well, you know, when we were buying guns, we didn't have YouTube. We didn't have Hickok 45 trying every gun under the sun for us to get an idea. I mean, YouTube and all of these gun channels was, that had to have a very big effect on the kind of guns people were buying at the time, because in the early days, there was no holds barred on that. These guys were trying everything, shooting everything.
Right.
So, we had to come up through, you know, trial and error. So,
well, you know that works, you know, for some people, you know, but it could be prohibitively expensive, and you can make some, you know, costly errors. But hey,
every time you buy a gun and trade it in, you're losing money. You're losing money every time you move around. So
just be that guy that always buys those unwanted used guns, man. You have built-in equity. Instantly.
That's right. That's right. Headed to the next break.
This is the dollar falling in value. Just keep buying used guns from people that made bad decisions.
Heading into the next break, we're on Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday enhanced the ability of President Trump's administration to quickly deport illegal immigrants, including asylum seekers with limited judicial review, handing him a victory in a case involving one of his signature issues in an election year. The justices ruled 7-2 in favor of the administration. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senate Democrats blocking the GOP police reform bill is the latest absurdity.
Well, yesterday, here in the Senate, the latest absurdity was added to the list. Our Democratic colleagues tried to say with straight faces they want the Senate to discuss police reform while they block the Senate from discussing police reform.
Democrats in Congress are set to vote on their bill on Thursday, which will likely pass along party lines. You're listening to USA Radio News. The CDC is releasing new information regarding how many Americans could die from COVID-19 in the next few weeks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The CDC now says the nation could reach 150,000 coronavirus deaths over the next few weeks. Predictions from 20 different models show the death toll likely to surpass at least 130,000 by the 18th of July. Higher death rates expected in states like Arizona, California, and Florida, which are already seeing surges in cases.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is slowing down its coronavirus reopening plan due to an increase of cases in his state. There will be fans at this year's Kentucky Derby, but it won't look like Derby's past.
General admission will be cut as much as potentially, you know, 60%, as you say, 60%. Again, that's sort of the access control around the facility, those folks who don't have a seat.
Churchill Downs President Kevin Flannery making his remarks today at a briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Load. Oh, goodness gracious. Anyway, that's the drama of live radio. We are speaking with Rick Ector from Rick's Firearms Academy, legally armed in Detroit, and Planet Rick, of course.
Yeah, and going back to what we were talking about the, how some people or most people make that handgun buying decision and how I've gravitated now in my education and experience. I have a systematic process by which I help, you know, students or people that hire me to do some consulting at the gun shop to, you know, eschew and stay away from things that they perceive as, you know, being trendy or whatever the salesmen are pushing because, you know what, they have a, you know, a glut of some guns that aren't necessarily popular or well-liked or have a bad reputation. You know, I see these students with these guns all the time, and I'm like, well, gee, how did you end up with that gun? And they say, well, this is what the salesman recommended that I buy. And then I'm looking at this gun, and I'm like, okay, he had some slow-moving inventory, and he wanted to blow it out and not do the best that he could buy his customer, and I really think that's sad. But, you know, when you don't have a lot of information, there's an inherent conflict of interest with the seller at the shop and the person that's buying the gun. And so I always recommend if you've never bought a gun before, you know, educate yourself. Take somebody with you that knows something. But I got this patented process, man. And,
well,
you know,
it's... One thing I think we need to point out, your patented process may be a little bit like mine, but we need to be pointing out that right now, no matter what your process is, if you go to a gun shop, they may not have what your process tells you you should be getting.
And it's possible, and that's something that we'll have to adapt to and make our best decision with the resources that they have. But essentially what I will do, you know, on a consultation, I'll go with the person to the gun range, and I will say, okay, look, It's a defensive handgun, so it's got to be 9mm or higher. And, of course, I'm going to gravitate them over to semi-autos unless there's a specific reason why they got to absolutely have a revolver. You know, just for capacity sake and heavy double-action triggers and you know, ease and speed of reload. I mean, I just push people towards semi-autos. And so I basically pull out as many guns as the anti-sales clerk will allow me to pull out at once. And sometimes it's as many as 10 guns, right? And so I will have the student pick the gun up. Of course, I will show them how to pick the gun up without putting their finger on the trigger, because that's almost the first thing that they want to do, and have them whip their thumb under the gun, and the mouth of their hand is high up on the frame, and it's perfectly in their hand like Pac-Man eating one of those power-up pills. And I have to move the salesman out of the way, because I don't know what it is about salesmen at gun ranges. They always want to stand in front of the person picking up the gun so that the gun is pointing directly at them. And I'm like, come on, man. I'm trying to teach them never point a gun at someone. And you just, like, strafe to one side and let them point at the wall that's behind you, you know, so that they won't be pointing at you. So it's definitely got to be in the safe direction. And I have the person hold the gun and feel it in their hand and just get a feel for it, right? How does it feel in their hand? And, of course, you know what? Guns in the display case should be unloaded. So before I even allow the student to pick up the gun, to the chagrin of the gun shop employee, they always look at me and frown when I actually point in the safe direction and lock open the slide and look in the chamber and make sure that there's nothing in the magazine or in the chamber, that they're actually giving us, you know, an unloaded gun. You know, there have been incidents in which people have picked up loaded guns from the display case and actually injured themselves or someone. So I want to make sure I don't make the news steps. So once that person has picked up, you know, each one of these guns round robin, I will then say, well, which gun do you like the least? Which one just didn't feel right or felt awkward? And then we'll just start removing guns, man. We'll keep subtracting and taking away guns until we have our top three guns based on the way that the gun fits and feels in their hand. Their finger can actually reach the trigger, the middle fleshy part of that first segment on your trigger finger. The fit is right with the trigger. The gun just feels best in their hand, right? And a lot of things go into whether how heavy it is or just that aesthetic quality of how it feels, right? So once we've narrowed it down to those three guns, now we're going to take it to the next step. Guess what the next step is going to be?
Shoot it.
The next step is to load it up and to take those three guns and put them to the test in the lane, man. And some gun ranges, you know, they're kind of funny about letting, you know, customers take more than one gun at a time, you know, into the shooting stalls. And I guess it's all based on, you know, whatever's customary in your area of the country. And then some people will say, well, gee, Rick, you're actually going to have the student rent three separate guns and pay three separate gun rental fees to go through this process. And I'm like, yes, because here's the thing. If you make the wrong handgun purchasing decision, you've pretty much wasted every single dollar that you invested in that gun. And if you absolutely positively just hated it and you brought it back, you know what? You're going to take a bath or a beating on that gun. I'll tell you the most emblematic, most descriptive story I can think of was this woman who brought me one of those airweight revolvers. You know, the airweights, those really
642s,
light, those really light revolvers, you know, 38 special 9mm. And I think it was a 38 special, but they had these really hot loads that they were putting into it because it was a self-defense load that the dealer recommended. And true enough, this hot load and this very light gun, man, guess what the customers or the shooters' experience was with this gun from an aesthetic quality.
Well, I don't know how it was from an aesthetic quality. I've watched a lady shoot one of those at a concealed carry permit qualification, and after she fired 500 rounds, we didn't have any Band-Aids, but we had to duct tape up her hand because she busted up her hand firing that 50 times.
That's exactly the point that I'm getting at, man. If a gun actually hurts or causes you some discomfort when you pull the trigger, that is most assuredly not the gun for you. They had these high power loads in it, man, and it had a lot of force. And if you're just a casual student of physics, you know, something that weighs, you know, that relatively light and it's being acted upon a heavy force, you're going to feel it, and you felt it. And the last thing you want someone to do when it comes to defending themselves is have them wince or delay in terms of deploying that gun, because they have trained themselves, you know, like the chained elephant, you know, who was taught when it was a baby, you know, that it couldn't break the chain. You're training the shooter that this gun is going to hurt, and you're probably going to subconsciously cause them to not react as fast as they want to, because they're more scared of hurting their hands when they actually pull the trigger than they are shooting the bad guy that's trying to rob them, rape them, hijack them, or even worse, kill them. So, yeah.
Hang on right there.
That was the biggest thing.
Hang on right there. We'll be right back. We're talking to Rick Ector on Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, and he's currently strolling around on Planet Rick. You know what I would be doing if I were a gun instructor and I was trying to get somebody to help them pick a gun?
No, please tell me.
I think I would probably get, and I'd get a Glock 19 5.0 or 5th gen, and then I'd get the Smith & Wesson M&P Compact 2.0. And then you got both grip angles, and I mean you're gonna suggest a striker fired gun, right?
Well, if they end up with a striker fired gun, I mean I'm putting very few parameters on it. I'm stressing the caliber first and foremost, and then I'm stressing the fit of the gun, and I'm stressing the aesthetics of how it feels right in their hands. Once we take care of those things and we run through a round robin elimination contest, man, usually the student ends up with a handgun that they feel very good about, especially one that they love and enjoy shooting. And the best test of this whole process is the actual result that they register on their sheet of paper. Because right, the gun that they shoot the best is the one they're going to end up with, and it's completely objective. It might very well be a Glock. It might very well be a Smith & Wesson. But it wasn't because of any inherent bias that I injected into the process.
Well, the only bias I have is that Glock has a 22-degree grip angle, and everything else has an 18-degree grip angle. And some people can naturally point a Glock pretty easily. I'm not one. But the thing I like about those two guns is, like, the fifth gen, it comes with back straps to where you can change the grip on the Glock, and you can change the palm swell and the back strap on the Smith & Wesson. You can, do you have, like, three different options? You can fit the contour to somebody's hands. If they don't like it initially this way, they could go that way. That's my only thing. I think the biggest problem you'd face right now is finding one of those guns in stock.
You know, and I'll tell you, I had a consultation with a student the other day. As a matter of fact, 2 days ago, we were at the gun range and, you know, picking out a gun. And she went off and bought her gun, you know, by herself. You know, she didn't have me tag along. But she somehow ended up with a Glock 17 firearm in a box, you know, like a cardboard box, man. She laid, you know, hundreds of dollars, you know, for a gun, and it came in a cardboard box.
I'm like,
what's up with the cardboard box? And she's like, well, what do you mean? I said, didn't they at least give you like a plastic case, something that you could actually, you know, maybe throw a lock on it and like run it through the airport, you know, to travel with the gun? I mean, now you have to go buy a, you know, a whole separate case. I mean, I, Is that where the market's going? Are they not giving out cases now, or was this just the gun dealer, the gun seller, just pocketing the case to make an extra $20 per sale?
That sounds like they were just pocketing it, because, I mean, you know, nowadays they're trying to make the case to where you could use it as like a traveling case.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, I think they got you. And when I'm saying yeah. got you, I'm being colloquial and I'm saying, you know, they gave you less than you should have received, especially when you're paying, you know, pretty good prices right now in this high demand buying frenzy that's going on now. And I thought that was really sad. So any of you retailers out there that are, you know, ripping your customers off by not giving them their case, shame yeah. on you, shame on you, man. But once you get through, I feel, you know, the fit, the caliber, and the feel, you know, and how, you know, your trigger finger reaches the trigger at the proper position, then we can start having debates about all the other different amenities like the capacity, finish, looks, you know, whether there's a safety or not, you know, the size of the gun, weight of the gun. You know, all those things, I'm not saying that they're not important, but I put the greatest emphasis on the caliber and the fit and the feel of the gun and actually shooting it rather than just walking into a gun shop and just blindly taking the advice of the retailer who may have a hidden agenda because he's trying to move slow-moving product. And I've seen students with some, well, bad selections, man, but you know, the last thing I want to do is tell them that, you know, that they were taking advantage of them, and I think that their money could have been better spent. But, you know, they'll come to that realization as they grow as gun owners, you know, look back at that first gun and, you know, probably won't look so favorably on who sold it to them at some point in time.
Very likely. Very likely. For those of you that may buy the wrong gun, I have all, in my experience, and trust me, I have traded way too many guns. I typically get anywhere from 40 to 50% of the retail value of it when I trade it. And then if I go back in there, they'll be trying to sell it for like $10 less than retail. But they're not going to give you a very high percentage of it. You're going to lose money if you make the wrong call the first time.
You're going to take a bath, and basically you're better. It's like buying a car. You're better off trying to, you know, hoist that decision off on some other person who, you know, and I hate to say, you know, you got taken advantage of. So now you're trying to take advantage of someone else. Oh man, it's just a vicious, ugly, bad karmic cycle, man. Ah, God. But you know what? I would never say, get rid of, you know, inexpensive guns, because, I mean, I'm mindful of the fact that there are some people who have economic situations that might be the only viable option to them based on the resources that they have at that time. And you know what? That's an important handgun buying consideration. But I know when I bought my first handgun, man, after being robbed in my driveway, you know, I just didn't pay a couple of household bills. And, you know, I just said, hey, you know, the alternative is, okay, all the bills would be paid, but I'm dead. Or, you know what, maybe I just take a ding or two on my credit report, if it even gets reported, and just get them their money eventually, and they'll be happy.
Right.
But, yeah, man, yeah. I tell you, it's one of the things I really hate to see is someone's really happy about this gun. And then, you know, it's like curiosity, man. I have to ask the question just so that I'll know just to myself. I'll say, well, how did you come to make this decision? Was it some overriding consideration, or did someone recommend it? And, you know, when I see what I think is a bad handgun decision, it's because they had an over-reliance on the gun seller. And they really were trying to push a slow-moving gun off on the unsuspecting customer. But then the flip side to that situation is where the gun retailer might realize that, you know, Big Daddy Warbucks is coming in with, you know, and money is no object, and they might sell them, you know, a very high-end $1,000-plus gun, you know, that for their purposes, you know, they didn't really want a showpiece. They just wanted something to protect the house or protect them, you know, when they're out and about in the community and happen to get mugged by a bad guy, you know.
Well, the next piece,
give a $1,000 gun to the police and not get it back.
Yeah. The next piece of advice is those guns that Rick's talking about. You're not going to find holsters for them as easily as you are for the $500 gun, like the Glock or like the Smith & Wesson M&P or like the SIG or any of the Striker Fire guns. A lot of people make all the stuff you need for that, and they might carry it there where you bought the gun. So some of these higher-end, more specialty pieces, semi-custom pieces, finding a way to carry it might be a problem. Huh?
You got money to burn like that, you might as well burn it on a custom holster, right?
Yeah, but it's not going to be there. You're going to buy the gun and then wait on a custom holster takes a month or so. So that you're just going to say, well, I've got a gun, I'm going to carry it as soon as I can. But right now, just don't touch me because I got a gun. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R. You can find me at Detroit CCW on sites such as YouTube.com, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm all over the place. Just Google me. I swear you can't miss me. It has been great to have another Planet Rick episode on Bill Frady's Lock and Load, and I look forward to being here again next week, Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't be absent. Be on time and be ready.
Very good, sir. Thank you very much. Coming up next, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.